just explain to us a bit about how the meeting worked and what it was like to meet someone who'd said such horrible things about your son online?
It was held in Glasgow, the meeting, and we travelled over to Glasgow, and there was two or three people there from the Restorative Justice, and there was the young man himself, and his father was there. We met and we sat down, and it was something that was very, very strange to sit in front of somebody who had, you know, threatened serious harm to your child and had said awful things about him. And at the time, we didn't know what age this person was or who he was. So when we found out that he was only a 15-year-old boy, I believe I should have given him maybe the benefit of the doubt and had a chat with him and see that not do it again. And we met, and it lasted roughly 2 hours, and everybody had their say, and I discussed, you know, what effect it had on my family, my wife and my daughter. Thankfully, it had no effect on Jay because he was totally unaware of it. And then we listened to the young man who found us what happened, why he done it, and he basically apologized to us, and we spoke at length about, you know, his future, and we basically shook hands, and he apologized, and I forgave him, and we wished him all the best, and that was it.
And did the boy meet Jay, or was it just yourself that went to the meeting?
Jay's godmother took, who lives in Glasgow, took Jay away for a couple of hours, but at the end of the meeting, 2 hours the meeting lasted, Jay was brought in for 5 minutes to meet the young man, and it was pretty powerful seeing when Jay, you know, even though there was only a few years of age gap between them, but there was a world of difference between the two of them, and I think the young fella, when he seen Jay, seen how small he was, Jay gave him a hug and actually told him that he loved his hairstyle, which the young fella just was sort of taken back and was actually slightly emotional. It was very emotional, in fact, and hopefully it sort of hit home, and you know, the person that he had abused, you know, hopefully he'll never do it again.
And for you, as Jay's dad watching that, how did you feel?
It was emotional for me. You know, you protect your child. Jay has been one very lucky boy. There was 60,000 people in Celtic Park that day, and Jay got picked out of the crowd by his hero Samaras, and we had known Neil Lennon, and Neil gave him his medal, and from that it has been a bit of a roller coaster ride for Jay, and we're very, very proud of him, and we know how lucky he has been, and the people of Scotland and throughout the world have taken Jay to their hearts, and we get so many positive messages, and Celtic Football Club has been just absolutely brilliant with Jay, and getting all lovely messages is just fantastic, and then getting some really shocking messages, it's very hard to take in that somebody would actually sit down and send threats and things to basically a 12-year-old wee boy. No, he was 11 at the time. So when I actually met the guy, the boy had mixed feelings. I didn't know how I felt about him, but I thought it was the thing to do, maybe to get closure. And you know, I knew that when I found out he was 15, and I was hoping that he had just made a mistake. He was being stupid, and hopefully he would, if he seen that he was wrong, he'd make a better life for himself than being always known as the young fella that abused the wee boy. So for me, it was very powerful to sit in the room, and it was very emotional for me at times to have to speak about my son and about his disability, because the Restorative Justice people, you know, made sure that everything was out on the table, and at times it was, as I said, it was very emotional, and at the end I did get a lot out of it. I believe I got some closure out of it. I'm hoping that the young fella has seen what he has done, he's seen what he's done wrong. I hope him and, you know, he never does it again, either to Jay or to any other child with or without a disability, and that he goes on and does well in his exams and, you know, does well in his life. I wish him all the best.
So, having met this young man, did your perspective on the comments that you'd read online change at all?
No, because the comments that I did get were, you know, and I'm not going to say what they were shocking, and they had me and my family, we were really, really concerned for Jeff's safety, and for somebody to sit down and write those things, there is no excuse whatsoever. But I think, you know, when you're 15 years of age, I think he might have been acting bravado or, you know, in front of friends or whatever, I don't know. But once I met him and once I spoke to him, then, you know, the what he said will never go away. But I have forgiven him, and as far as I'm concerned, that's over and done with. And hopefully it'll never happen again.
And just finally then, what message would you give to anyone who's sent messages like this in the past or has considered doing so?
I just don't understand why somebody would sit and say things to a child or to an adult. People maybe with or without disabilities, there is no difference. But it's not right. You know, people don't stand for it no more. You think you might be funny. You might be thinking that you're being smart or being the big man, but it is not worth sending messages that end up with you getting into bother or maybe getting arrested. Or they're not nice. And the damage that is done to my family, it was very, very hurtful. It was very disturbing. And I would ask people to think, before they send messages like that. Please stop. Don't do it.